on the brink of war. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says all Americans, including embassy staff in Ukraine, should leave the country as Russia appears poised to invade.
A core team will remain in Ukraine with our dedicated Ukrainian colleagues as we continue to work relentlessly to resolve this crisis through deterrence and diplomacy. Our security assistance to Ukraine, as well as aid for other sectors like public health, economic development, all of that will continue.
A Russian invasion of Ukraine could come as soon as Wednesday. President Biden spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for an hour Saturday, but those talks did not weaken the threat. Truckers in Canada protesting COVID-19 vaccine mandates are easing up, but continue to limit access to a key connector between the U.S. and Canada.
Still the mood here, pretty optimistic. Let's get to what's happening right now in other areas of Canada. Investigators have now moved in to break up a days-long protest at the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor, Ontario, where vehicles have been blocking traffic on the crucial borders that were crossing into the United States. A judge on Friday ordering protesters at the Ambassador Bridge over the U.S.-Canadian border to end that blockade that stopped the flow of millions of dollars worth of goods.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Canada. A protest in Paris inspired by the truckers in Canada was disrupted with tear gas.
Officers blocked more than 500 vehicles with police checkpoints around the city. A few were able to get around them, but the demonstrators failed in their attempt to snarl the French capital. There is talk of another protest in Brussels on Monday.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals are gearing up for Sunday's Super Bowl. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford is the overwhelming favorite to hoist the MVP trophy. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Americans continue to deal with higher prices, especially in the grocery store and at the gas pump.
Consumers are seeing higher prices and in some cases lower inventory. Inflation soared over the past 12 months to a new 40-year high. The Labor Department says consumer prices jumped 7.5% last month compared to January of 2021, the steepest year-over-year increase since February of 1982. Fueled by shortages of supplies and workers, low interest rates, robust consumer spending, and more spending out of Washington, D.C. on COVID relief and that big infrastructure bill.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. President Biden will visit Cleveland next week. The president will discuss the $1 trillion infrastructure law signed last November, which provides $10 billion in highway funding for Ohio. A major ruling is expected regarding the alleged doping by one of the Olympic Games' standout stars.
Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva's Olympic doping case will have a court hearing on Sunday, with a ruling by Monday afternoon. The Court of Arbitration saying that the 15-year-old skater, who is a favorite to win the individual gold medal, tested positive for a banned substance that was found in heart medication. The test was taken in December, with results coming back this week, after Kamila had already won a gold medal in the team figure skating event. She was scheduled to compete in the individual event on Tuesday. The Russian anti-doping agency gave her an automatic ban after testing positive. However, the International Olympic Committee filed an appeal, which led to the court's hearing on Sunday. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's son says his father is doing really well after he was involved in a car accident in Los Angeles last month. The action star's SUV hit a sports car, then rolled over another vehicle. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.